The intro. Right. Fuck the intro, man. Let's make our own intro. How about that? What's up, Mr. Raymond?
How are we doing today?
What's up, bro? I'm good.
Good?
Yeah, I'm good.
We're back on this or what? One dude, this is my second time here.
Recording everything.
It's off.
Yeah, it's on.
Oh, we got that. Joe in the house. We got Joe back though, little Joe.
Back though.
My boy back though.
That's what your Instagram is?
Back though,
little Joe. But if you slash know me, you Bob. Call me Joe. If you say, hey, Joe, it makes sense. But if you call me back though, I'm like, what the fuck? Who's calling me? You know? It makes sense, but it doesn't.
Why they call you back though?
They call me back though because
you hit it from the back.
I didn't think, yes.
Back though, little Joe is you shake him and you throw a four out the back though. That's what a little Joe is. It's a four. You throw four, that's one of the hardest points to hit. Shake some dice.
How many times have you hit it?
Enough times, bro. I've won some shit, man.
Yeah,
I've won some shit.
What's the best you've won?
Yeah, so I've won rent money and I won shoes. I have these clean ass pair of J's, and that was the last. It was someone who bet on me, and I said, boom. It might have not been a back though, but it was a foe, bro. And that's what back though, little Joe.
Oh, we got Backdoor Joe. We got No.
We got your coffee.
We got Jay Films. We got Raymond. And yeah.
What's up, my good? What's your goddamn name?
Raymond.
Echevarria.
I love your hair, dog.
Raymond Echevarria.
How are you gonna do that? Are you gonna incorporate that with your Halloween costume?
Nah.
Hey, what are you gonna be? I thought you would.
It's all natural.
What are you gonna be for Halloween?
Fucking gooned out.
What the fuck does that mean?
Just oh, shit.
Who has a whole face mask?
Please,
Drew. A pickle.
A lot of people didn't know that, huh? That what your custom was?
I did. The minute I saw him.
Me, of course, I did. Some people didn't know.
Nah,
like, what are you? Yeah, because like, they didn't know Teletubbies.
I was Dipsy.
PBS Teletubbies, bro? You guys didn't watch that shit? Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, it was weird as fuck, but.
PBS Teletubbies?
Yeah. Hey, it was on PBS, right?
Yeah, it was on PBS.
The sun
it was.
Comes up and it's
weird,
a fucking
it
baby.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You guys don't remember that?
That shit.
I remember that.
Do you guys ever watch Arthur?
Yeah. I watch Arthur.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. You know what? Nobody ever
you
remembers.
Cubo.
Cubo.
Yeah. That was like.
No.
Do you remember Zoom?
Yep.
I graduated.
Go on and Zoom.
Wait, who was that?
Zoom.
Sounds familiar. I don't know.
And it's like, hi, I'm Jessica. And she does a little dance. And it's
only people that didn't have cable know what PBS is. Because, like, I hated that channel, but it also helped me move forward with, like, waiting.
Do you know this one? All right, I'm gonna spit it to you.
That's why I say I graduated, because I graduated from PBS to direct.
Yeah, the fuck. What's... How do you the sloth? Is it a sloth?
It's not a sloth.
But you know what I mean.
Yes.
Zabumafu.
Yeah. Zabumafu. I remember that.
Zabumafu.
Yeah. Zabumafu.
You used to watch that?
That ran over.
That was a shit.
That was
yeah,
the
yeah.
Shit. That was the main shit. I love Zabumafu.
Yeah.
Zabumafu. Or do you remember last one? And then you guys tell me, the fucking big blue bear and the big or what is it? The big blue bear in the random ass house, and he sings to the moon at the end of the night. What the fuck?
Yogi the bear?
No. It was the big blue bear and the small fucking...
Yogi
damn.
Bear?
Nah. Yogi.
It was...
Big blue bear?
Nah, you're tripping on this
Pokemon?
One.
Nah, I don't. Nah, search it up. Or I'll search it up and then...
Dragon Tails?
This was...
Yeah, Dragon Tails.
Dragon
oh,
Tails.
Shit. Oh.
I wish...
Dude.
Dragon Tails was cool.
We need to watch that.
No,
fuck no. I'm better than that shit now. I got Netflix.
That's true. Netflix be coming in clutch.
Dude, I can't get stuck on a show on Netflix. I'm sorry.
I just got stuck on one right now.
Which one?
On My Block.
You like that?
Oh, you got stuck on My Block all of a sudden.
I'm telling you.
What do you mean all of a sudden?
You were just talking about fucking what's
hey,
it called?
Hey, don't be alone. I haven't watched the last couple episodes.
My girl's been stuck on All My Block.
You see?
She finished it all.
You finished it all?
Which one?
This one right here.
We were watching it together, but then
you
the
finished
seasons
what?
Take years.
Someone look at it.
Which one? Oh, on the block? Oh, no way. Yeah. My girl's stuck on that right now.
That shit's so good.
I've never seen this show.
Big Block?
Oh, no, this one.
That's the
big.
That's the one.
Bear in the Blue House intro.
Oh yes, yes.
That is fucking.
That's what I was thinking, but.
Okay, I, now I know.
Creepy.
That bro, think about that coming down the stairs right now.
No. All
right. That's.
I don't remember that at all.
What do you mean? I have so many. I have so many clutch. Runs.
Okay, look, he does make you feel at home, but just think about it in a way. There's like, if you put a mindset in it, it's kind of crazy.
I wouldn't show it to my kid.
Nah,
nowadays.
That's your low key kind of creepy, bro.
Yeah, I wouldn't show it to my kid. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Tomorrow, I'd be
traumatized
be like, hey,
if I seen that.
Go watch this.
Yeah, I don't know about
it's
this.
It's like Sesame Street, bro. It's crazy, the same bro. Fucking shit.
No.
I didn't mean to make you guys uncomfortable.
Like
I can't sleep tonight, bro. You ruined my night.
But yeah, I'm on the episode where he puts the silencer on and he has to shoot that guy. And I dropped that all just to go pick up my brother.
Oh, you know what happens after?
No. Don't say shit. Don't say shit. I'm going to spoil it. You're just going to.
One. Oh, you're barely watching.
So after he
Yeah, he just started. On the block. On the block.
Yeah, you want to know what happened? So he was like.
Joe. It sounds pretty cheesy and it looks pretty cheesy, but fuck, it's pretty good. Catchy. It's good. I've seen little scenes of it. I don't get stuck on shows like that. My girl does, and she always watches them.
And you ain't got time.
I don't have time for it, bro.
I knew it.
Like so literally, we'll start a show together. And by the third season, I'm already like doing something else. I come home, she's already in the sixth season. I'm like, dude, I thought we were going to watch this together. Well, you're never home. I'm like, I mean, whatever. I could care less for it.
We watch them
you
tonight.
Know, I'm the type of guy that can't. Sacrifices time to finish the show. Like, I'll literally lose sleep just to finish it and be like, all right, cool, I'll finish that.
You know what is fucking, you know what?
You'll finish all your shows?
I did like the last season, like, all in one day.
Fuck, I'm gonna throw up right now.
I love that about Netflix.
In Jay's room.
Yeah.
You know what I really want to get into though?
First person to throw up in the green room.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Just stop.
I just really stop.
Y'all need to stop.
You know the thing about anime is that my girlfriend's a brother. He's so into that kind of stuff.
How old
like
is
the
he?
Old, he's like old, way older than me. Probably like
connect me with
38.
Him. Connect me with
he
him.
He watches anime like crazy, but like I'll go over to his house. There'll be all the kids, all of his kids. They're younger than me. They'll be watching that stuff, and I'm like, "What are you guys watching?" Like, oh, it's anime, you know. Like, it's pretty catchy. It's pretty cool. It's like, dude, I never got into that. Like, I was never a Dragon Ball Z guy.
I have no idea.
I was a Pokemon
anime.
Guy.
I'm backing out of this.
Digimon. But
fuck
never,
Digimon.
Like,
Digimon.
Never
the
got.
Enemies.
Never grew up watching Dragon Ball Z. And they did. So.
I mean, it's cool. You know, the only anime, Boondocks. Leave it at that. I'm sorry. They say nigga way too much, and I love that shit. Other than that, Dragon Ball Z, you will never hear the word nigga. That's what I relate to. You know what I'm saying? Boondocks is the shit. Sorry, that's the only anime I watch.
The grandpa?
No. Rest in peace.
No?
I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe.
Rest in peace, granddad. Fun of Boondocks. Rest in peace, Sagoon from Friday.
I never really
got
into that.
That's always been it. Sorry. I'm gonna throw
I think nah, I think really I think the misconception that people have about anime is like that it's a cartoon, but there it goes deeper than that. There's like actual storytelling to it, and there's a lot of meanings to it. How's your day?
My day?
Yeah,
my day was good. Woke up like around 6:30. Got my daughter ready to school. Dropped her off. She's in first grade. Aww. She's 6 years old. Aww. And then run some errands, picked up Joe, did some trash outs. We worked for a little bit. Didn't even stop working until like around 5 or 6.
That's not a little bit. That's a lot
that's
of
bit. Actually a lot of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a full
you
day.
You woke me up this morning and then you left.
I always wake you up every morning, Jay.
Thank you. It was like, Jay, wake up. And flicks the lights and then went dead. Like, leave it on.
As you should.
Yeah.
I'm down here, bro.
I'm waking up right now every like, so I go to sleep like around 10, 11, and I wake up around like 2 because obviously I have a child right now that's a little baby. What, Joe?
And now I can just fucking.
It doesn't do anything to you, bro.
Yeah, I know. I used to be fucking deathly afraid of.
Anyways, so yeah, I have a two. I have a month and a half year old. So we're waking up like every 3 to 2 hours, depending how he eats. So at 2 o'clock, and then around 4 or 5, he wakes up. So either I make a choice. Either I wake up at fucking 5 o'clock, after 5 o'clock, and get my day started, or if not, I go back to sleep. So sometimes I just ended up going back to sleep because I'm so exhausted. I have my my days are long. I work the sun. So I don't work the hours.
He's a dad.
I work the sun. As long as the sun is up, I'm working. As it goes down, I'm chilling. But at the same time,
what'd you tell me the other day? I don't mean to interrupt, but you said, what'd you say? The day is. What'd you say?
I work daylight. I don't work fucking hours. That's what I said. Because
you said something about time though.
Yeah, time. Well, because there's two different types of people in this world. There's the type of people that, no disrespect to anybody, I mean, whatever you guys are doing.
Nah, you're disrespecting me, but I
mean, there's two types of people. There's people that are willing to sacrifice and work, you know, long hours, like a lot of us in here in this room. But there's other people that are willing to work, oh, I'm going in at 7, I'm getting out at 3, by 2:30, I'm already laying low, this is all I'm doing, and I'm going home. I'm not answering my phone call, and I know these a lot of people like that. Damn. And it's okay. That's what they want to do, but in my livelihood, what I want to do and what I want to accomplish, it's not gonna take. Oh, okay, I'm gonna wake up at 8, wake up at 7:30, go to work at 8, and go to work till 3 o'clock. By the time 2:30 hits around, I gotta wrap it up because I'm done for the day. No.
So when it's time to work, it's time to work, and when it's time to party, it's time to party.
Yeah, mean.
Not it, necessarily, or when it's not time to work, it's time to work.
I believe there's a time and place for everything, but I mean, I'm the type of guy that if the sun is up, I'm working all the way till the sun is down.
And even then that's when it's time to.
I mean, whatever. Either spend time with my family, or time to spend time with my friends, or spend
time.
Give
your time for every.
Party. I mean, everything comes in play. Like right now, this happened like out of nowhere.
So how do you fluctuate? So from what you just said, from morning when the sun's up and then the sun sets, that's work time. So how do you fluctuate? What do you fluctuate between that? Do you fluctuate because, I mean. What do you fluctuate between that time?
Well, what I fluctuate between the sun's up to sundown?
No. From the sun's up, sun's down, it's work.
Okay, work.
So what do you fluctuate after that? What do you have next?
I was a little confused. After that, I mean, either it's family time, go home, or even watch, because I'm a sports guy, so I like watching sports.
Fuck the fucking Astros. I say that, but it's real shit.
I got him into baseball.
I love baseball.
I love baseball too.
Do you really?
I'm really good at baseball.
Do you? Are you really? Yeah. You look like a shortstop.
I'm a swinger.
Oh, you look like a swinger. What the fuck?
I just don't got time for sports.
Hey,
don't got time for sports.
I love sports.
Hit the dugout and watch us play. We'll figure out what you got.
I don't got time for that.
As a matter of fact, we were just talking about this.
You have time for anything, man.
I don't.
We're going to have a little baseball.
Hey, your lawyer's, bro, I know, a piece of shit, man.
I know that.
How much money you had to spend in lawyers?
That's why I fired him.
Fuck. Hey. Okay, I understand. Dude, don't fire a fucking lawyer unless
you just said they're shit.
No. Do you have a public defender or do you have a lawyer?
I said lawyer.
Okay. You're spending money on lawyers?
I know. That's why I fired him.
God damn. Don't fire lawyers.
Hire me.
You're not a fucking lawyer. What the fuck?
I know my rights, so.
You're his lawyer?
I'll be his lawyer.
Shut up. Stop it. You're my lawyer at this point because I got a public defender. If I go to jail tomorrow, I need a public defender. They're fucking trucks. Dude, the other day we were driving on the street, right? And I was like, that guy right there is a truck. Do you know what a truck is?
Tell me.
Somebody that's going to make you lose everything. Say you think you're going to get fucking 1 year. Truck. God, he's going to get you 3 years. to call the truck, man.
He's just there to be a dummy.
He's just there to. Okay, check this out. What's your name, Mowgli? What are you? What are you fighting? You skated trespassing. All right, come over here, and we're gonna get you 6 months. Come to find out, next thing you're looking at, 3 years, bro.
Shit.
And then you're like, what the hell? And that's when you fire somebody.
I fired him because I wanted to.
That's right. You can fire anybody you want, man. Spirit fingers. All fucking dead.
You ever watch Rocky?
You just spear fingers me, dude. Bring it on. The first one. That was the first.
You guys ever watch Rocket Power? When they go Woody, 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 Woody.
Rocket.
Yeah.
Rocket Power.
I spirit finger.
When was the last time you drank faded wise?
And like Miami probably
on the plane.
Nah.
Threw up.
Yeah.
Never. I don't know. A long time ago.
Long
you
time ago.
Fucked up. Get him faded. Oh, yeah,
she gets fucked up. I had to pick her up last time.
Get him faded and take advantage of him. Do whatever the fuck you want to him.
No, I don't get it. Like, when I drink, I don't really get drunk.
Looky
down.
No?
Dude, I'm looky down.
I would never throw up, bro.
You'll never throw up?
Bro, you're always throwing up. What the fuck you talking
That's
about?
That's only with food if I stub myself with food.
So this
if
you drink and stub yourself with food, you'll be throwing up.
Bro.
I'll throw up on purpose so I can feel a little better.
What the
fuck? Like, I'm
scary out there, dog. You're not seeing nobody, but everybody's seeing you.
Yeah, don't fucking tell me that, bro.
The gnomes are watching you.
The gnomes, dude, don't fuck no. I'm leaving. I'm going to my car.
Duendes.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, I was on TikTok last night and they were talking about duendes. I was in a dark room. I was like, fucking shit.
No.
That's cool, right? Here.
Nah, if you're good with them, they'll take care of you.
Duendes? What are duendes?
Yeah, what is that?
Don't say that.
Don't say that shit.
What is that?
What are duendes?
Hey, chill. I'm getting scared.
What are duendes? What
you don't know what duendes are?
You know what? I don't believe in another fucking like.
Hey, I don't claim no bad energy.
I don't know. I'm not a strong believer in that kind of stuff.
Man, I just believe
in God and one God only. Nah, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in I don't know about demons or anything like that. I don't believe.
All right, Joe, I got you. I got you.
I believe in God.
Let them finish, and I got you.
I believe in evil.
Says it right here.
From which one?
All right. Joe wants to know what is the white owl meaning when you see it fly by at night. It says right here it can be good or bad omen depending on the culture you follow. However, most cultures across the globe believe that white owls are a symbol of intelligence and wisdom. There you go. That means you're smart.
So I thought it was the opposite.
I don't know, man. It depends on your culture.
God damn.
So you got me with the board or what?
You want a board?
Out of nowhere.
She shreds.
Damn, Gigi.
You already snapped your first board or what?
What the fuck? Out of mid podcast, what's up with the board?
Yeah, I know, right?
Break the ice.
you gotta talk to the new manager,
what's up with
Jay.
Your
sister.
I don't know. Oh, damn. Got quiet real quick.
You got a sister?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, Joe. You be shaving your booty?
Fuck.
remember I told you I shaved my booty?
I remember we had a little bit of talk of that.
Dan, avoiding, homie, avoiding.
I didn't personally.
Why are you getting shy?
Personally,
let the people know.
I'm not shy.
Let the people know.
I'm not shy. Bro, I'm not blushing
with us, bro.
Oh, what are we talking about? Eating the booty?
Shaving booty.
Oh, shaving the booty.
Shaving. Booty. I personally, I was. Check it out.
Shave my booty.
Check it out.
For who?
I personally.
What the fuck?
Someone
Gigi?
Eat it.
Yeah,
yeah. She
for all I know, the only person eating ass, if he's saying that, is.
It's funny.
Nah, Joe. Hey, no. This is a good conversation right here because
Joe has a lot to say about this. And
I know he can open up on this.
That's why
he's and he's good at it.
What I'm good at?
What you good at, boy?
I'm good at indulging with my fucking.
He's playing with his beer.
No, because I'm thinking. I'm trying to, because I have respect for my girl as well. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
right.
I love my girl, and I love indulging with her. And I have a fucking, dude, what is your point that you're trying to, break a little bit down to me.
Shave the ass. We're talking about shaving ass.
What did I show you? What? What did I show you?
You didn't show me anything.
Don't lie to me. Hey, don't bro. Lie to me.
What Joe? What did he show you, bro?
What
did he show you?
Nah, he didn't show him anything.
Where are your arms? What did I show you?
Don't fucking play with me.
Okay, at that time it was something else. I was like, nah. Wait,
you said what are you talking about? What are you getting
about? What was it like that?
And what
like
happened? That? What are you? Oh my.
Oh shit! There it is.
The goddamn devil.
She said, "Come eat my booty right now."
He's there.
Yo, no,
I'm in trouble. Damn,
now. Nah, he showed
me fucking trouble.
He showed me something like this. He said like his legs are like that.
Dude, Joe. So Jay's putting a V.
Tell us, bro. Tell us. Come on, talk to us.
Stop beating around the bush, bro.
Yeah. Oh, dang. We want to hear. Cause I know.
You have this full fucking beat around half of your bush, and we'll find out. Not to be disrespectful or nothing, cause I'm gonna show when your dog's somewhere quiet as fuck, red flag.
What?
I don't.
When your dog
know.
Is somewhere quiet as fuck.
Is that what she sent you?
Yeah.
Just tell right her you're, now. Send a photo of the podcast.
I'm gonna send her a fucking photo.
Oh
hell no! No, you guys are.
Wait up.
We'll send her a photo of that.
I'm gonna send her a fucking photo of my big toe and then see what the fuck she thinks about that.
Cause
I love her toes.
Hey, is this new?
Yeah.
You did upgrade
it's
it.
It's for
huh?
six people.
Wow.
Because
six
like the
people?
Last one was four. And it's so no one has to pass a mic. If you notice, the flow is like continuing.
Yeah. When I got here, I was like, oh, damn, everybody's gonna get a mic.
Yeah. There's no game.
How does that work when you're editing it, though? Like
I cut things out.
Because there's a lot of like.
No, that's editing. Why I said. That's why I said if it's a good conversation, sometimes it has to be sacrificed because it's not good. Because like there's other people talking, and
over
it's like
it.
Yeah, and I'm like, because like, it could be like for instance, you're saying something amazing, and me and Raymond would probably be like, ah, da, 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 and like. It's catching it, and it's in there, and it's like I have to cut it. Like no matter how good it is.
So what do you mean you have to cut
that whole
conversation?
Yep, that whole
to catch those two conversations?
No, I cut out the whole thing because if we're talking, it's gonna catch on your mic no matter what.
Oh true. Man.
The only reason we have the mics is so we can clearly sound like the conversation back and forth, okay. The flow. Because like if me and you try to have the conversation with only your mic, as far as you are, they could hear me like an echo. But to have like that conversation we just had with everyone, if it doesn't sound right, it's gone and it won't make it in. That's why I said, instead of stressing and making it a long podcast, I just make it to the best 30 minutes or best 25 minutes because it's like it's less stressful. And
so you've been cutting them short because.
No, I am. I am.
He said,
don't worry.
That's my
crazy.
No, I just I had to make it that way because it's just like no one's gonna want to sit down and listen to try to figure out what someone's saying when there's like four people talking. So
yeah, true. No, you're
and it's sad because like there's amazing conversations that just like oh this is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it happens when we usually podcast. Like, everyone's talking over each other. So, like, he has to cut out a lot of it.
And it's like sometimes, I don't know if people ever, they never tell me, like, what happened to that part. I just like, well, people were talking. Like, no one's letting someone else speak.
Yeah, that's the thing about these things, that when you have a lot of people, there's a lot of conversations over conversations or people talking over other people, which is like, it kind of beats up. It's got to be a type of balance.
Yeah.
Balance and like, you know.
That was a perfect example of what I was trying to say.
No, but it's just
like you got to let like one person go at a time, which is hard to like chime in. It's hard to chime in.
No, but it's fun because like when I do cut it down to the best 30 minutes, it's literally the best because like it's full of like the high points. And like, I mean, not all podcasts are like that. And that's why I don't do video. At that same time, it's like imagine me trying to set up a video format right now. That's too much.
But if you were to do a video format with two people, maybe
it'd be
three,
different. It'd be different.
That'd
which
be a lot different.
In the future, it will transition to that. But for now, it's like this because this is the beginning. Like, we haven't even hit a year. In February, it's going to be a year. And we've already put out, like, 34 podcasts.
Damn.
So, damn.
It's a lot.
34 episodes. How's it going?
It's cool.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I feel like it doesn't even matter how it was, does it? Matter, like...
It's about continuing the momentum.
It's something to do and something to, like, to talk about.
Yeah. Because, like, I wish I could have captured my, like, my teenage life, my, and then, like, the earlier of my 20s. Because, like, I think so much different than I did before.
Of course.
And, like, that's why I like this, because I'm putting my thoughts out. And then in 10 years, when I'm about to be 40, I'm going to be like, damn, like, that's how I was thinking? Stupid. But, you know, I could only see that later and then make that judgment. Right now, I don't know, because, like, I'm still me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's a part about it's about growing up. It does have a lot to do to that kind of part, but you know, it's fun. You're making memories right now. This is what you're doing. You're recording everything and recording every memory. You're recording every thought that you had in your head or at that very moment at age 25, 27, 26, whatever, you know. Which is pretty cool. And it sees you growing up. You can't be like you said, oh fuck, I was an idiot. I can't really think I was thinking like that, but
because, like, there's videos I have on YouTube that I'm like, damn, this shit was really cool. Yeah. Like, I could see all those memories. I got my brother being, like, 14.
Bro.
Growing up.
Your brother. So. Bro, I seen your brother when, like, in those old videos. When I saw those old videos of you guys, like, with him, like, it's funny. Like, it's like, damn. I like watching Freddy in the channel.
I spoke a couple. I was listening, bro.
We're listening. We always talk. Well, yeah, it's good to sometimes get a break and have other people talk. Dude, let's
go fucking turn. True. Now we're having a conversation. You want to go? Let's go. No, I got work.
Right. I got to wake up at 4 a.m.
For what?
Drive to the bay. To see my bay.
Shut the fuck up.
I do. I have one. I haven't hung out with her yet, so.
Does she have a friend?
I'm kidding. I don't have time for no one.
Shut up.
What do you mean?
Make time, fool.
I can't.
Bro. We'll turn it up
for a second, man. It's either that or hang out with you right now.
Go hang out with some girl, dude.
Nah. Just bring wasting my
here.
Time.
Bring your girlfriend
time.
Here.
It's the other side, bro.
No. Bring her here. Listen to your lap.
You know,
like,
what? I haven't.
I'll snuggle over here.
I haven't shown a girl to my friends since December. That's side. It.
I remember December real good.
Hey, man, whatever makes you happy, Mowgli.
This makes me happy.
All right, then. You keep on doing what makes you happy, bro. All
right, everyone. Thank you for listening.
And I'll support you 100%.
Hey, rest in peace, Charles Manson, my Goonie. Hey, he never did nothing wrong. He only lived for his life. Hey, no, I'm just playing. Look, we're going to drop something new. As long as Mowgli says it and the Goonie says it and the Goonie lives for the last one. Hey. Pumpkin seeds on deck. We got them. Hey, pumpkin seeds on deck. Pumpkin seeds on deck.
RIP.
I got $3 for like half a pound. Trust me.
I'm going to cook them in front of your face.
Hey,
thanks for listening.
Love life.
Next time.
Talk to them. Don't give a fuck. Throw chucks. Throw ducks. Throw them nasty. Don't give a fuck. We spit rhymes towards.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop.